Fuel Corporation is on. It's a multi-generational, intersectional movement of organizations fighting for climate, fighting for housing, fighting for economic, fighting for racial justice. This is our Eugene, this is our city, and it's time for us to make loud and clear, you know, who our council should be listening to. So, if you haven't already, get in there, sign up, get in your form, and be ready to just, you know, explain your personal experience. How has the climate crisis impacted you? How has it impacted your plans or inability to make plans for your future? And tell the council that we need concrete action, not tomorrow, not in 1 month, not in 1 year, right now. Woo! Woo!
This is Talk Is Cheap. I'm your host, DJ SSD, on KEPW 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks, Independent Community Radio, Low Power FM. Today, Fossil Fuel Eugene asked the Eugene City Council to make it mandatory that all new construction use electrical and not use natural gas, except for things like power plants. So that's what you're hearing today on KEPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. Support independent media. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Fossil free Eugene, with very little opposition, mostly in favor of electrifying. Since we have hydroelectric here, We really don't need gas, fossil fuel. We can move on with that electrification wave. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends.
Our first speaker will be Laura Allen, followed by Lynn Woodridge.
Hello, Mayor and City Council. Thanks so much for having me speak. I am representing the Sustainability Commission.
Can't hear you.
I'm representing the Sustainability Commission. Is that better? The Sustainability Commission strongly supports the proposed ordinance to prohibit fossil fuel infrastructure in new low-rise residential buildings. We see this as an important step to reduce carbon emissions in Eugene, meet the goals of the city's climate recovery ordinance, CAP 2.0, and be consistent with prior recommendations from the commission. Electric alternatives to natural gas heating and cooking in homes are viable, economically competitive, and are already widely used in Eugene. Because it is cheaper to construct all electric homes, this ordinance would help reduce housing costs. We urge the City Council to pass the ordinance to both address climate change and to protect people's health. For many years, it's been known that burning gas inside a home creates unhealthy air pollutants, in particular, a lung irritant, nitrogen dioxide. In homes without adequate ventilation or use of an exhaust hood to suck the pollution outside, the simple act of cooking a meal creates so much nitrogen dioxide, the indoor air exceeds legal limits set for outdoors. Study after study shows children living in homes with gas stoves are at higher risk of developing asthma symptoms, 42% higher. This year, new research has found many gas stoves leak continuously, even when they're turned off. These tiny methane leaks also pollute the air indoors. New research found that unburned gas contains many hazardous air pollutants, including benzene, a human carcinogen. According to the World Health Organization, there are no safe limits for exposure to benzene in the air. Researchers found these tiny undetected gas leaks in some homes can expose people to as much benzene as in secondhand smoke. Using natural gas inside our homes is bad for the planet and it's bad for people. Thank you again for your strong leadership and continued leadership on this issue. Sincerely, the Sustainability Commission.
Thank you, Laura. Next, we will hear from Lynn Woodridge.
My name's Lynn Woodridge. I'm the Active Bethel Community Co-Chair living in Ward 6 with my 94-year-old dad and have been a homeowner in the Bethel portion of Ward 8 for over 25 years. I'm speaking for the Active Bethel Community Board. We sent you a letter of support for electrification that read in part, "We, the members of the Active Bethel Community, ABC, are calling on Mayor Venice and the Eugene City Council to protect the health and safety of our constituents and to ensure that the emission reduction goals of the city's climate recovery ordinance are met. As such, we support council to move forward with common sense climate policies to require that the new constructed residential and commercial buildings in our city be built all electric and that the city set a formal goal to transition existing residential and, where feasible, commercial buildings to 100% electric by 2035. Specifically, we urge the city council to vote to pass the ordinance that is being considered at this meeting, which would require single family and low rise residential be constructed 100% electric, and oppose any future proposals from Northwest Natural to site experimental hydrogen blending projects in our city. This is especially important to ABC. Our neighborhood is a working class community where over 66% of households are considered low income and with a higher percentage of communities of color compared to the rest of the city. Factories and industries in West Eugene are responsible for 96% of all toxic emissions released in the city of Eugene. And the asthma rates in the Bethel School District are almost double those of other neighborhoods in Eugene. We see building electrification a crucial first step in building a more equitable and sustainable future for our neighborhood and Eugene as a whole, and strongly urge you to support these measures. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Lynn. Next, we will hear from, sorry, I lost my list, David Lovell, followed by Jarrell Brown.
Thank you, councilors and mayor. My name is David Lovell. I'm a developer of mixed-use properties, primarily in downtown Springfield. This is my direct experience concerning the proposed natural gas ban. Our first project, remodeling 8 loft apartments in downtown, was dealing with a grossly underpowered electrical grid, which is typical throughout Lane County. There wasn't enough electricity available to power, light, heat, cool, and provide hot water. We opted to build the utility costs into the median price rent we were trying to attain. By using the energy of natural gas to cover cooking and hot water, it gave us the necessary partnership to combine sensible demands with sensible solutions, and at a combined cost for the utilities at an average of $35 per unit per month. Yes, you heard me right, $35 for utilities for an apartment. I ask for 3 considerations from this council. Gauge this effort. This gain, this proposal, is absolutely the bare minimum on the entire Lane County CO2 inventory. It's hardly measurable gain in 15 years and does nothing to move the global climate needle compared to the county dump, which emits 70% of our CO2 gases. How about we slay that dragon instead of trying to pull the wings off this gnat? Secondly, stay true to your virtue. If making housing affordable is the drum this council keeps pounding, then make decisions which keeps the cost of utilities attainable for those who cannot readily afford our rising costs. Do the math. The combination of gas and electricity is by far the best way to keep utility prices in check. This proposal will increase costs at every level of development process. Trust me, I know. Those costs will always be passed down to the end user and will necessitate either more taxation or subsidizing out-of-control electricity bills. And thirdly, know your opposition. Listen to the negatives. The negatives lies in this solution. We're not going to gain a lot. So already I've had a phone call that a major company was wanting to do 100 family wage jobs here, and now they're going to pull out because of this ban. And finally, my name is David Lovell. I'm the next county commissioner representing Springfield, and I oppose this measure in the strictest sense because I represent people in this great county, and they're going to suffer needlessly for this economically and viability. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Next, we will hear from Jarrell Brown, followed by Alme Okete Okayan.
All right. Hello, Mayor Venice, City Council, and City Manager Nadari. Thank you for providing this opportunity for testimony. My name is Jarrell Brown, and I am resident in Ward 6. Thank you for prioritizing the health of our climate and our community and for considering critical electrification policies here in Eugene. Now, cities and policymakers are now looking to Eugene to set the stage for other electrification efforts that will be essential to meeting local and statewide emission reduction goals in Oregon. As you know, the use of methane gas in buildings is one of the fastest growing sources of greenhouse gas emissions in the state. As such, it must be addressed if we hope to meet our ambitious climate goals. Studies have shown that pursuing electrification can greatly reduce emissions associated with homes and buildings, with an RMI analysis on electrification in Eugene showing that transitioning a home to all electric would on average reduce emissions by 70%. Additionally, a growing body of scientific literature has shown the deleterious effects that gas appliances have on indoor and outdoor air quality and associated health burdens that is exposure to pollution causes to communities. A recent study found that children that grow up in houses with gas stoves are 42% more likely to develop asthmatic symptoms due to associated indoor air pollution. Power is never static. It is always either accumulating or decaying in the civic arena. So if we aren't taking action, we are inevitably being acted upon. If we do not do all that we can to act with great urgency, then those parties whom prioritize the accumulation of wealth for the few over the health and well-being of the many will continue to lobby for more dollars in their pockets at the expense of the very longevity of our bodies. I strongly support electrification policy like the one being considered, and I urge the council to vote to transition residential buildings to Eugene, to be all of the electric starting June 1st, 2023. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from Ame, followed by Douglas Moorhead.
Good evening, Mayor Venice and City Council. Thank you for the opportunity to provide testimony. My name is Ame Okote Oyakon. I live in City of Eugene, Ward 3, and I'm speaking in support of the Fossil Free Eugene Coalition. Tick, tick, boom. You're waiting for the big thing when citywide sirens ring to finally let you know that letting natural gas go is the right thing to do. But my siren's been going off since 1492. You see, for me, the crisis you await has happened and happened and happened again. The big thing, the doomsday, the apocalyptic end is our everyday in every way, from climate to health to housing. After the heat wave, the fires, and the racism in between, I don't need another reason, but you need many, it seems. Tick, tick, boom. What will it take? Greedy greenwashing schemes to finally disappoint? Another black or brown body dead for your data points? No, seize this opportunity. Pass a clean building mandate. Don't make black and brown communities continue to have to wait through another disaster, another crisis, another stillborn in the womb. Let's dwell in possibility, not paralysis. Tick, tick, boom. Thank you.
Thank you, MA. Next, we will hear from Douglas Moorhead, followed by Alan Benavides.
Good evening. My name is Douglas Moorhead, and I'm a developer of a manufactured home community in the Santa Clara area. And what I would like to just start out with is that we gave the residents of our community, as they were moving in and building their own homes, the option of gas and electric. And we are a rarity within our industry. 58 out of 74 homes have gas heating, gas water. So it was the choice of the residents to build their homes in that way, using that kind of energy. One of the things that I was pleased by is that the close proximity to homes, we have 15-foot setbacks between homes now. The code allows homes to be considerably closer to that. And with an electric home, the choice is to go to a heat pump, which are really quite loud. And so we were very pleased that people went to gas because during the wintertime, there wasn't near the amount of noise going on around their homes. And so that's a really big advantage. The other thing that I'd like to point out is the economics of heating water in a home. whether it be in a large apartment or a single dwelling, is drastically different between gas and electric.
So I have a little different perspective that I would like to present to you all. And it comes from my story, my history. When we moved to Eugene from Southern California in 2011, I was thrilled to be living in a city with two rivers, clean water, and little to no traffic. I want to give you some perspective. In 1996, we moved our growing family from Orange County, where properties were just too expensive, to the suburb city of Corona in Riverside County. The city had authorized 100,000 new homes to be built over 10 years as part of their master plan in the 90s. I saw our quaint town turn into a booming city, which drastically increased traffic and strain on the infrastructure of the region. Roads became highways, and highways became freeways to support all of the new residents. Rolling blackouts and restrictions on water use became a frequent reality. I don't want to see Eugene turn into another Corona. Why is the conversation about limiting an important resource in future buildings instead of about limiting new construction that will impact the city in a much bigger way? EWEB already has to buy power from other sources. Adding more need for energy is only going to further strain our resources and make everything more expensive. Increasing traffic within our city is adding more vehicles with emissions that are much more damaging than the use of natural gas within homes and buildings. Our roads are already having to be expanded. Every new neighborhood brings more need for water, transportation, and energy. Every new neighborhood impacts the open space that is so important to climate recovery. Thank you. Oh. Yes, Rochelle Salgado, Ward 5. Thank you.
My name is Dave Lefebvre. I'm a student at the University of Oregon studying physics. I've been living in Eugene the past 2 years and am now a resident of Ward 3. As a student of science, I'm interested in getting a job in the renewable energy sector. I think that electrifying is our future, and particularly my future, in two senses. And one, to have a safe and habitable climate. And two, to have a career that makes me happy and adds value to my community. In spite of being a working class student, I made time to speak here today because of how important electrification is to creating a just transition off of fossil fuels. I'm not paid to be here, and I strongly oppose fossil fuel companies astroturfing. Our future will not be bought out. Like most others out here today, I strongly support electrification policy like the one being considered and urge council to vote to transition residential buildings in Eugene to be all electric. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from Shane Krieger, followed by Ruth Dallas.
Thank you, Mayor Venice and the City Council of Eugene, for this opportunity to speak about electrification in Eugene. I'm also a student at the University of Oregon, a lifelong Eugenian, and a longtime resident of Ward 7. I've spent cumulative weeks of my life on LTD buses and know the value and vital role that public transportation plays in Eugene and to the neediest communities. I cannot afford to buy a low emission car in a city built for vehicles, and so I'm lucky to have this resource. However, I dream of Eugene where I can proudly take the bus, knowing it is a unique resource that serves the most needy community, needy parts of the community, and sustainable long-term. To me, I also want to see the electrification of the university, city vehicles, offices, and more before 2023. To me, what Eugene stands for is that, what Eugene stands for, and the only future students like myself will stand for. Electrification means cleaner air, sustainable infrastructure, racial justice, and so much more. The electrification of the systems that I and countless citizens of Eugene use daily is vital to the long-term health of our planet and cannot wait any longer. This change that not needs to happen tomorrow, not next year, but now. If the city council wants to represent the citizens on its most pressing issues, they will push for the electrification of Eugene today and put a progressive member in the Ward 7 seat. And so I would like to reiterate the demands of Fossil Free Eugene. One, mandating the new construction of Eugene, new construction in Eugene to be built all electric starting January 2023, a transition towards 100% renewable energy in 2030, and the facilitation of a just transition. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane. Next, we will hear from Ruth Dallas, followed by Carl Walrod. Ruth, please unmute and go ahead. Ruth?
Okay, I'm sorry, it wouldn't let me unmute, but here I am. My name is Ruth Dallas. I'm a retired nurse, and I'm thanking you for allowing me to speak tonight. My daughter developed asthma as a child. Having a child with asthma can be a challenging and frightening experience. Anyone who's rushed to the emergency room with a child who can't breathe knows how very frightening that experience can be. When my daughter was young, we lived in several homes with gas stoves. Had I known that gas stoves might have caused or exacerbated her asthma, I would never have moved to a home with a gas stove if I could have avoided it. Sometimes that would have been very difficult. What makes me so exasperated is that even though there were many scientific studies showing the risk of asthma due to gas cooking all the way back into the 1990s and before, the gas industry did everything it could to deny that science. Even now, with the preponderance of evidence from multiple well-designed studies and organizations as knowledgeable and respected as the American Medical Association, declaring that gas stoves are a risk to human health, the gas industry continues to deny the health risks and even hires consultants to attempt to refute scientific studies that have clearly shown that gas stoves do contribute to the development of asthma and worsening of asthma symptoms in children. How many more families will unknowingly move to homes with gas stoves only to later find out their child has developed asthma or an elderly parent's respiratory condition worsens? It is past time to stop putting gas stoves in homes. I commend the Eugene City Council for seriously looking into this problem, and I sincerely hope you will vote to electrify new residential construction. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. Next, we'll hear from Carl Walrod, followed by Lauren Bulling.
City of Eugene, thank you for this opportunity. I'm Carl Walrod, member of Ward 5. I work for Wilder Sand and Gravel. I'm 72 years old, and I've been a citizen of Eugene my entire life. I've had the opportunity to have homes with electricity and with gas. And I was so excited when I got a chance to move into a home with a gas stove. I was able to cook with gas, and it's outstanding. Thousands of people in our area here have voted, or not voted, but have petitioned, signed petitions to say, hey, we want to keep gas. I'm a big supporter of EWEB, Eugene Water and Electric Board. They're a great, great facility, but they can't take care of everything that we need in our community here. It takes a balance, and that's what we have to use, is a balance, okay? The amount of money that we will save, the amount of carbons and everything else that we can reduce will be less than 1%. And I know that the law is for June 23rd or 2023 for things to change over to all electricity. But the problem is when you get up to 2035 and you want everything be electricity, it's not gonna happen. And then the next thing you'll wanna see is you won't want businesses not to use electricity or use natural gas. And a company like ours, we use natural gas to heat our hot water to make concrete in the wintertime. We use it to fire up our asphalt plant to make asphalt. And with those things that in our community for better roads, building schools, homes, whatever it might be, you need natural gas. I'm totally against a ban on natural gas. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. Next, we'll hear from Lauren Bulling, followed by Alexi Miller.
Thank you, Mayor, Councilors, and staff. My name is Lauren Bulling, and my union represents more than 1,700 iron workers in Oregon and Southwest Washington. We are proud of our self-funded apprenticeship program, the wages that enable our members to afford housing in Eugene, full family health care, and the ability to retire with dignity. Green energy projects are the future for our union, and we are proud to have built the vast majority of solar and wind farms in Oregon. Projects like the hydrogen mixing pilot would also create a way for our apprentices to work in their local community and expedite the diversification of our workforce. This represents more opportunities for more than 300 apprentices in our union, and more than 37% of those apprentices are people of color, women, veterans, and or members of historically disadvantaged communities. We know our members are part of the energy transition, and our union's role is to advocate that and make sure that that transition is just, affordable, and reliable. We can work together on growing the next generation of workers and our base our work together on common ground rather than division. On a personal note, as an Asian American, I would also really ask you to consider the potential harm that you are doing to Asian-owned businesses and culture. Walks, barbecues, and other culturally specific cooking methods often use natural gas, and a bill would fundamentally change how we cook and eat within our collective cultures. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to working together, and I urge a no vote on this ordinance.
Thank you, Lauren. Next, we'll hear from Alexi Miller, followed by Lindsay. Franger.
Mayor Venice, City Council, thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Alexi Miller. I was born here, raised here. I live in Ward 1 now, and I'm very lucky to be able to say that I'm raising my two children here right next door to my parents. I'm encouraged to see that Eugene's making progress on one of the most important issues of our time, the largest issue by which the descendants of our descendants will judge us, the climate crisis. The city government's taken a real first step on some important climate actions, transitioning to clean electricity, some good work on transportation, and it's really important progress. I'm glad to see that you on the council are now considering using your authority and your resources to advocate a key solution to this major crisis of our time, which is building electrification that is using clean electricity instead of burning fossil fuel in buildings to power furnaces, boilers, water heaters, et cetera. Electrification is one of the easiest, most immediate tools we have available to us here on a local level to help address this global crisis. It makes a significant, a measurable, and an immediate impact, and we don't have to ask individuals to significantly change their life practices. When you look up and find yourself in a hole, the first thing to do is you quit digging. We're in a big old climate hole, and we need to stop making things worse by spending our money investing in new fossil fuel burning infrastructure in new homes, for example, right here in Eugene. So this policy would allow Eugene to show some real leadership, join, I think it's up 75 or so jurisdictions around the country in taking on a policy like this, none of which are in Oregon. So this is real state leadership. It's about where you wanna be. You're not the very first. It's been done enough times, so it's probably fine. You know, second in line is great. 75th or 76th in line, also pretty good. this morning's paper, I'm actually going to let it go. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alexi. Next, we will hear from Lindsay Franger, followed by Bethany Cotton.
Hello. My name is Lindsay Franger, and I live in the River Road area, and I am in support of the ordinance. I grew up in a conservative family in Oregon. I had a safe and wonderful childhood, and I still hold on to many of the values that I was taught as a kid. Unfortunately, part of this education was a severe distrust in science. I was taught that there are too many secret agendas to be able to trust scientists and that they can bend the numbers to prove whatever they want to prove. It's been a long road, but I have come to see that facts are facts and science is real. A recent Northwest Natural ad said something like, Northwest Natural has provided safe, affordable, and reliable energy for over 160 years. My old self would say, that's true. I grew up with natural gas in my home and I'm fine. And in addition, we need diverse energy sources in case of a catastrophic event like a war or an earthquake. A lot of fossil fuel companies tell us that what they've been doing for the past 160 years has been working, but science has other news for us. We have a real catastrophic event on our hands right now, a climate crisis. And except for the nasty smoke in the summer, we don't feel the effects of the climate crisis in a way that demands drastic actions. But science says we will. My son, Diego, who's 7 years old, and his children will look to us and say, why didn't you do everything while you still had time? Why did you ignore science when you still could have? And I see why this decision seems to be drastic for a lot of people, but unfortunately, past generations have left us with no choice. We don't have the luxury of time on our side anymore. All of our decisions need to be made with the climate crisis front and center. So please let this unfortunate reality guide your decisions as you vote on this ordinance. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lindsay. Next, we'll hear from Bethany Cotton, followed by Peter Mead.
Mayor Vinas, Council and City Manager Madary, thank you. I'm Bethany Cotton, Ward 7 resident. I'm working to electrify my Eugene home for the benefit of my health, my budget, and our climate. But it is a complicated and expensive endeavor, made more so by Northwest Natural offering no subsidies to improve efficiency while EWEB does. Ensuring that future Eugene homes are all electric is a win-win. Lower costs, lower emissions, healthier indoor air. Community members here today are motivated to ensure their kids and grandkids will have a livable climate. The Eugene and surrounding areas can be resilient in the face of climate change impacts we are already experiencing and those sure to come without decisive action. No doubt exists that frack gas is a toxic, dangerous product at the production site, in transit, and when burned. The EPA just released new plans to address methane production because it is such a potent greenhouse gas. Northwest Natural sent an inspector to my house on August 16th to test for leaks. He detected one, and I asked when they would repair the leak. He said 5 days to 6 months. It's been over 2 months of silence. The company knows gas is leaking at my home, but has done nothing to remedy it. They are perfectly happy to charge me for that methane at a 40% increase from last year's rates and have it leak into the atmosphere, further contributing to climate change. This is a timely metaphor for how Northwest Natural behaves. They are happy to pay their lobbyists over $1 million a year to try to convince you that a just transition off of fossil fuels is not absolutely necessary for a livable future, even though they know the opposite is true. One side of this conversation is motivated by maximizing short-term profits. The other is motivated by community care. I ask you all to side with our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Bethany. Next, we will hear from Peter Mead, followed by Mitch Empel, and then Molly Hooks.
Good evening, Mayor Vinas and Council, and especially to my Ward 8 Representative, Randy Groves. Some Eugene City Council members believe that human behavior causes climate change, and human behavior can reverse it. Not all credible scientists believe that narrative. There is room for disagreement. And even if some members of the council have lost their patience with people who disagree and intend to enforce their will on Eugene, remember that Claire Syrett was recalled for essentially pushing that kind of agenda. Before a new Ward 7 council member can come on board, it's important that this decision be put on hold until the new Ward 7 representative can come on board on the City Council. The Eugene Water and Electric Board still lists natural gas as one power generation source for the power it buys and resells to consumers. This raises an important point. We need a diverse energy supply to ensure energy security. This is more true than ever now because the hydroelectric infrastructure that Eugene relies on so heavily is aging, and many progressive voters want to remove hydroelectric utilities. I urge the City Council to respect the Ward 7 voters. Please do not vote on natural gas restrictions until Ward 7 has a council member. Further, please apply some common sense. Stop threatening our energy security when our crumbling energy infrastructure already increases risks for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Mitch Empel is next. I do not see you in Zoom. Mitch, if you are on, please change your name to match the name you signed up. So next we will hear from Molly Hooks, followed by Layla Trope.
Hello, my name is Molly, and I'm giving my earlier slot to Victoria to speak.
Mayor Venice, City Council, thank you for providing this opportunity for public testimony of electrification in Eugene. My name is Victoria Whalen, and I'm a second-year law student at the University of Oregon, an environmental and natural resource fellow focusing on sustainable land use, the vice president of the Black Law Student Association, and a summer associate at the Cragg Law Center in Portland. Like any other testimony, I will begin by saying climate justice is racial justice. We are in a climate emergency, which is affecting everyone, but more alarming, it is disproportionately affecting our Black, Brown, and low-income communities, the communities who are contributing the least to the climate crisis. I've recently returned from attending COP27, the United Nations Climate Change Conference. After spending the last 2 weeks there, it really shifted my perspective on how desperate the need is for a just transition. Fossil fuels are not only plaguing our environment, but they are also infiltrating our water supplies, our food systems, our schools, and our homes. These injustices are happening in our communities. It was no mistake that Northwest Natural chose West Eugene, whose residents are more likely to be BIPOC and low income, as its sacrifice zone for spewing more false solutions like green hydrogen. It was no mistake that they are spreading this climate disinformation throughout our school systems, teaching our future generations how oil and gas are safe and needed, and yet Black children are 5 times more likely to have asthma and lung disease due to exposure to air pollution from gas stoves and traffic. I am one of those statistics. While electrification isn't the only answer, it is one we need to start with. I strongly support the ordinance to electrify new residential construction, and that is being considered tonight, and strongly encourage council to move it to a vote in early 2023. The city of Eugene could set a precedent. The city of Eugene could follow in the footsteps of the Inflation Reduction Act. It is critical the city of Eugene shift away from this destructive form of energy and enter into a cleaner and greener world, one that will be safer for our children and their children and the other generations to come. It's now or never. Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria. Your time has concluded. Next, we will hear from Layla Trope, followed by Kathy Burton.
I didn't know where to stand, so I was hanging back there. Okay, I have a bad habit. I never bring notes. I get inspired by what I know and what I believe. And I really think that a lot of people that have their notes written down, theirs come from the same place. But anyway, I have to say that my husband and I are retired, fixed income. We do our part to be frugal, because you can't not do your part to be frugal in your own fixed income. This right now tonight, the section 104 is on new construction, but we all know that if new construction gets this passed, the next section is existing homes and businesses, which will be the hardest bite, there's no question. I was chatting with some folks and found out how much it costs to switch over from electricity to natural gas. I live in a house that was built in the 60s. Short-sightedly, we have electric heat in our ceiling. We don't have forced air or anything. It would cost us a flipping fortune to switch over to gas. We couldn't afford to do it, period. What do you do with those people who live in houses that cannot afford to switch over? But that's the future. That's part two, obviously. I just get so flustered, and I think it's so funny. Before COVID, I was in a Lane County Commissioner meeting, and there were people in there that were begging and demanding that you get rid of electricity and you
thank you, Layla. Your time has concluded. Next, we will hear from Kathy Burton, followed by Arlo Rollin. It appears that Kathy is no longer in the room. Next, we will hear from Arlo Rollin, followed by Peter Ralph.
My name is Arlo Rollin. I live in Ward 8, and I'm 11 years old and in sixth grade. I support the ordinance, and I want City Council to do everything they can to stop climate change. I'm worried about what will happen if we don't stop using fossil fuels. Our future is more important than Northwest Natural's money. Thank you.
Next, we will hear from Stephen Such, then possibly followed by Peter Ralph, and then Thomas Walter.
I'm Thomas Walter. I'm a home builder, lived in this community my whole life. I'm 57 years old, Ward 1. I've got 5 points I want to make tonight. I wish I had more time. I'll email my comments in more detail. First, I think you allow adults to make their own decisions. We all have this information out there as adults. We should be able to decide if we want to have gas in our homes, electric in our homes. I build for physicians. Physicians choose gas in their homes. Secondly, the myth of health issue, back to the doctors and their houses and what they choose to do. I think the biggest culprit for gas in homes that they might be pointing to would be gas ovens, and they're almost never used in Lane County. We have gas cooktops, 100% of the houses I build, gas ovens, 1%. Every gas cooktop, well ventilated. All the other appliances, they're outside the home. The furnace, there's no mix of air with the furnace. The water heater, there's no mix of air with the water heater. The only potential is gas ovens, and that is just not something that's used readily. I've built 500 homes in this community, and I think I've done three. Third, annual cost of electrification, or the actual cost of electrification for new homes. I'll go into that in a little more detail. Fourth is power outages. We deal with power outages. People need to be able to stay warm when the power goes out. Having a natural gas fireplace is overwhelmingly what my customers want, and we put in every house I build. Electric goes out, you have a gas stove, you don't freeze. You want to cook something, you can. The water heater still works in my homes when the power goes out. Okay. Fifth, virtue signaling. All this talk about acting locally, thinking globally. Every time you take electric off our grid, you replace it with coal. When I put gas in my house for a 94% efficient furnace, if you replace that with a heat pump, that electricity is being, oh, no time.
Thank you, Thomas. Your time has concluded. Right. Next, we will try to hear from Peter Ralph, followed by Ann Turner.
Can you hear me this time?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So I'm Peter Ralph. I'm a resident in Ward 8, and I'm strongly in favor of the electrification ordinance. As you've heard from others, and despite confusion introduced by the fossil fuel industry, passing this ordinance is an obvious step, not affecting existing homes, and is going to benefit both the planet and our health. Like we've seen for the last 20, 40 years, that we need strong leadership from governments like yourselves to make progress on climate change. And this is a great step. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Peter. Next, we will hear from Ann Turner, followed by Lisa Prox.
Thank you, Mayor Vinas, City Council, and City Manager Madari. I'm a physician, retired from a career in community health, and I now volunteer with Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility. A year ago, the American Medical Association passed a resolution informing physicians, healthcare providers, and the public that cooking with a gas stove increases household air pollution and the risk of childhood asthma. The American Public Health Association just adopted a similar policy, and the Multnomah County Health Department released its own report on the health harms of combustion appliances. Nevertheless, Northwest Natural and the gas industry tried to create doubt by hiring consultants from companies that often work for the fossil fuel industry to try to refute the evidence. In the same way that tobacco companies hired physicians to sow doubt about the health risks of smoking, the fossil fuel industry wants us to question and doubt scientific evidence. Their goal is delay. Delay the transition away from their climate and health damaging fuels. to clean renewable energy sources. For example, they argue that cooking on electric as well as gas stoves increases concentrations of particulate matter. However, gas stoves produce twice as much particulate matter. They argue that ventilation lowers levels of pollutants to levels that are not harmful to health, but many homes and apartments do not have adequate ventilation, and their hoods simply recirculate pollutants indoors. So in addition, and most importantly, ventilation, even good ventilation, does not lower nitrogen dioxide levels, the main pollutant causing asthma. The time is up for doubt and delay, so I urge you to lead the way in protecting the health of our children and are the most vulnerable in our community and eliminate fossil fuel infrastructure in new homes.
Thank you, Ann. Next, we will hear from Lisa Priolx, followed by Jessica Laff.
Hi, my name is Lisa Prio, and I live in Ward 4. I stand with the majority in our community who know that a diversified energy system is fundamentally stronger and more affordable and more reliable. I have worked in the home building industry for over 20 years, and like Tom was saying, all my customers, all of them want gas. They want gas ranges. They want gas fireplaces. It's very difficult to sell a house without a gas range or a gas fireplace. The reliability of gas, how many have had their power go out? Me, this week. How many have had your gas go out? No, that doesn't happen. My 86-year-old mother lives with us. We can still cook food for her. We can still keep her warm. We've seen what's happening with the climate and the forest fires, and where we don't have the reliability of the electricity. So to take one big piece out of that puzzle doesn't make sense. To take choice away, I didn't plan to come here tonight. I just heard about this, and honestly, I was flabbergasted that we would take the choice away from the citizens of Eugene. If you want electric, go electric. If you want gas, we should have the choice for gas. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Next, we'll hear from Jessica Laff, followed by Eloise Navarro. Is Jessica Laff or Eloise Navarro in attendance?
Good evening, Mayor Vinnis and City Council. Thank you so much for this opportunity to provide testimony. My name is Eloise Navarro. I'm a resident of Ward 2, sorry. I'm the co-director of the Climate Justice League on campus. I support what my other pals and friends in the room have been saying to support electrification and the policy. As you know, we live in a fossil fuel society, and that must change now. Our young generation, as well as many generations, but especially the young generation that is inheriting this world that Northwest Natural is building, is ready for a shift in our culture. If you ask us folks who are inheriting this world, we would rather cook without a gas stove than inhale pollutants each day. I know folks are very attached to their gas stoves, but sometimes health and climate is a little more important. Additionally, we support the adoption of an infeasibility waiver similar to that that other cities have adopted that can allow businesses like breweries, distilleries, coffee roasters to still be able to do those services. I'd like to ask when big corporations like Northwest Natural and other fossil fuel corporations have been on the right side of history, have been on the right side for climate, on the right side for health, on the right side for justice. We showed up here because we care. I'm not a paid canvasser. I'm using my time to be here. I'm here as a human asking you to make a small step away from this destructive fossil fuel society. I hope you vote to support this policy for our health, our climate, our children, and our future. And I also think it's unacceptable for Northwest Natural and their friends to be co-opting the language of choice for this matter. I don't think that's a cool thing to do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eloise. Next, we will hear from Christopher Jones, followed by Steve Schilling, and then Grace Parsons.
Thank you, Mayor, Councilors. My name is Christopher Jones. I live in Ward 3. I'm here to support the proposed ordinance. As you know, the City Council a few years ago adopted a climate recovery ordinance that requires a 50% reduction in fossil fuel use in Eugene by 2030. Not very much progress has been made on this goal, but the first law of Holes says that when you're in one, you got to stop digging. So adopting this automatically a way to stop digging the hole deeper. It doesn't make sense to create new residential fossil gas connections when the city's goal is to reduce the amount of fossil gas consumed in Eugene. As well, the state of Oregon has adopted a climate protection plan that, among other things, requires Northwest Natural to reduce by 30% its sales of fossil gas by 2030. And again, that's only 8 years from now. So simply and mathematically, it does not make sense for new residential connections to be created by Northwest Natural when they need to reduce their sales of natural gas, not increase their sales of natural gas. The Federal Inflation Reduction Act also contains carbon emission reduction goals. New residential hookups of natural gas are incompatible with those city, state, and federal goals. So it simply makes sense to extend a ladder down into that hole we're in and make sure that we're able to climb out of it. I thank you for your time, and I urge you to support this ordinance.
Thank you, Christopher. Next, we will hear from Steve Schilling, followed by Grace Parsons, and then Matthew Atwell. Stephen Schilling, unmute. Next, we will hear from Grace Parsons, followed by Matthew Atwell. And I believe that Grace spoke at a previous, and so this was a list issue. So if she's not here, then we'll move right on to Matthew Atwell. Okay, Matthew?
Thank you. My name is Matthew Atwell. I live in Ward 8, and I don't claim to be an expert on all of the science and the technology behind decisions like this. But I do know a bit about leadership and conflict. And just because you're in an elected position does not mean that your constituents who voted for you would vote for this ordinance. I know that decisions like this will always have unforeseen and unintended consequences. And if you choose to force this upon the city, when those consequences come, all the fingers will be pointed at you. I'll even give the benefit of doubt. Let's assume that it's better to go electric. Even if that is true, leaders get people to follow willingly. Shoving this down the throats of the citizens you are supposed to represent and serve would not be leadership. It would be abuse of power. This decision would further anger and divide our city. Plea is that you will not institute a ban. Instead, if your ideas are good, then educate people and watch them make what you believe to be the right choice. Be leaders, representatives, and servants to your city, not activist dictators. It will be better for us all. You want to electrify Eugene, but you may end up electrocuting it instead. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Next, we will hear from David Eason, followed by Tina Patel.
My name is David Eason. I live in Ward 5. I have an electric heat pump. It went out. They can't get parts. It's been a month. What did I rely on? My gas fireplace. It works. I used to work at eWeb. I know the infrastructure is not the greatest thing for eWeb. It has troubles keeping it going. It's getting old, and you think it's going to get better without spending some money. It's not going to happen. We can't even support the people we have now with all electricity. And that's about all I have to say, except for if you really, I think the people who electrificate want electrification, your time might be better spent working on cow belches.
David, next we will hear from Tina Patel, followed by Ben Larson.